Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, March the 29th. It's World Piano Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart, who remind us to prepare before you head out to the store. Even Greg from the Big B follows the advice of the classic pianist, who always use a Chopin. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, we're not out of the winter woods quite yet. Currently -3, working our way up to a high of +2 today under mostly sunny skies. But we're into a bit of a messy mix of precipitation tomorrow morning, so do be careful on the roadways and walkways. And on World Piano Day, let's shout out to the piano, of course. You know, after playing trombone for a number of years, I thought I could learn to play the piano. But believe it or not, it's not an easy instrument to pick up.
Oh, sir. Are you recycling your shout-outs, sir?
We may have used this before, recently even, but who's going to remember? So I was close.
Well, World Piano Day unites piano lovers across the globe as they celebrate the king of musical instruments. The day also encourages piano players of all ages and abilities to play in public spaces. There are examples of animals playing the piano. You can find them on the YouTube. But the best ones are reptiles, who are so good at playing because they know their scales. T-Rexes have a really hard time playing the piano. Yes, of course, you guessed it, because they're extinct.
I thought it was only because they had 3 fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, that too. Last summer, I sprained my thumb really badly. I remember asking the nurse if I'd be able to play the piano. She said I could. And I said, that's great, because I couldn't play it before. And just this last weekend, it was great to get out to a piano bar and to listen to some live music. It was awesome. So I asked the pianist if she could play Strawberry Fields Forever. And she said, no, after a few hours, my fingers get tired. It is time for Tamik. What are we listening to today? I mean, there are so many possibilities. My money's on Piano Man by Billy Joel. By the way, for a song titled Piano Man, the guy with the harmonica sure has a lot to say.
You know, I said to Ventura this morning, I'm going to pick a song that James is going to guess. Did I not say that?
Yeah, for sure.
And you guessed right. It is Piano Man by Billy Joel, who is also known as The Piano Man. And it's a classic song. Again, one of those songs that as soon as you hear the lyrics and you hear the first couple notes, you know what you're listening to. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. It's just storytelling at its finest. Takes you to a place and a time which great music really does. So today we are definitely paying tribute to the great Billy Joel and his classic song, Piano Man. Take some time, you know. He's got a huge catalog. Huge catalog. So there's so many things that you can listen to today from Billy Joel, but let that be one of your choices. That's it from me today.
Right on. And he's featured in a chapter of Terry O'Reilly's book, My Best Mistake, and just the story of how he got started and how he became the piano man. Fascinating.
Yeah.
To read.
How did he get started?
No, he's 14. He was alone in this room, and he got started.
I thought he broke his box.
That's back when he was called T-Rex before becoming Billy Joel. Let's slide into Ventures with Ventura, sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. Sales today on digital pianos, with more on those later. What have you got for us today?
Today's tech tip, you know what? I know we have a couple of musicians in our presence, right? I'm not sure if you guys have created any music, but if you're looking to create some music and you're looking for an app that can help you, for sure, you need to check out GarageBand. And that's an app that's available on any Apple device. You can download it. One of the things I like about GarageBand is that you can actually get lessons, how to play the keyboard and the guitar through GarageBand, which I think is awesome, right? So go check out GarageBand. If you don't have an iPhone, and you have an Android phone, I was checking out this really cool app that is pretty similar. It's called ZenBeats. So you can check out ZenBeats as well if you have an Android device and get started with your music creation. You never know. Probably you'll create something that will make you some millions. That's it. From Ventures with Venturo.
Hey, we're still open. GarageBand, for all the nicety that you get here, mixed together by the GarageBand.
Just a cautionary tale. Don't record Dead Jiggy with it.
Tuesdays, it's time for Tuesday's trivia.
You know, has anybody actually looked at Kijiji ads as of late? Wow, talk about, there's a ton of, like, the old-fashioned upright pianos listed, and every one of them says, please take it, and we'll give you $50. Now, contrast that to the listings for all of those electronic keyboards. They're all offered with no strings attached.
Another migraine-inducing Tuesdays. All right, well, that was it for us, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. And hey, for those of you who play piano by ear, it sounds much better if you use your hands. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, making you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.